It's time for Rhema for Today.
My brother, sister, the apostles did not exercise any power but what is available to the church of the Lord Jesus Christ today. And so those first 33 years of early history as seen in the Acts were sample years. Sample years of the Acts of the church until the return of her Lord and Master. Man, after all, is an offspring of God. God created man in his own image and after his own likeness. And God's a supernatural God. Hallelujah. So man's an offspring of the supernatural.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagen. We went into Rhema's archives and chose Kenneth E. Hagen's teaching, The Supernatural. This will be a great month of teaching. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagen with today's message.
You missed it. You're just out $10. He didn't need that. So I said to him, then as we went on to have a little bite to eat, I said, Brother, may I ask you, where you're coming from and where you're going? Brother Hagen, he said, I was in West Texas, my wife and children down at her daddy's in Winsboro. And so he said, I just went to the bus station and laid the money, every dime I had done. I said, how far will that take me? And he said, the fellow figured up, said, well, I'll take you to Farmersville. And he said, well, okay, give me a ticket to Farmersville. And he said, I said, well, Brother Hagen's parents said, maybe I'll stay all night with him. I'll hitchhike on down to Winsboro the next day. So he said, I asked the bus driver as we were coming into Farmersville, where is the Assembly of God Church? And he said, well, I go right by it, right on the highway. And he said, I'm not supposed to, but if you'll just stay on, I'll stop and let you off right in front of it. And they'll just about be starting church about this time. So he led him off right in front of the church. He said, then I'm going over next Sunday and preach at Emory. Well, I knew what God was telling me, see. So I said, I'll tell you what. I told him what the Lord told me, and I said, you're the next pastor in Emory. And he was. See? Now, how was that? See, I know sometimes I've had the voice of the Lord coming to me speaking like thunder. I mean like an audible when you're looking around and say, who said that? But no, that's just like he speaks to everybody. He said, put $10 in the offering tonight. That's a supernatural voice, brother. Put $10, give him $10. And the Lord said, you see, we're going down the highway, my wife and I, weeping, rejoicing. A woman's been raised up from the deathbed. And he said, if you hadn't obeyed me with that $10 and that 12 and a half, I couldn't have used you here. See, a lot of folks are waiting for the spectacular, raise up somebody from the deathbed. Well, are you listening to him what he said about the $5 to put an offering, or the dollar, or the 10? See, learn that supernatural voice and follow it. Glory to God. Can you say amen? Well, now, this lady said to us then when she came on that Sunday, raised up from the deathbed, I have a sister who's in the asylum in Wichita Falls, Texas. And she's been in a solitary confinement for padded cell for 2 years. We can't get in there to pray for her. She's violently insane, tried to kill herself, tried to kill others. But I know if we could get to her to minister, God could heal her too. I said, I know he could too. Thank God, I believe in the supernatural. I said, I believe in the supernatural. I said, I believe in the supernatural. So I said, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll turn that request over. She said, y'all pray. I said, I turned over to a little group we had. Little five, six ladies that meet on Wednesday afternoon in church and pray. Among them was one little lady, red-headed woman. In fact, Paul said she's intended to come to camp meeting. I hope she does. I want you to meet her. You've heard me talk about some little red-headed woman, Sister Sylvia Patterson. She could pray heaven and earth together. Couldn't you? Amen. I said, I'll turn over to that group. We'll pray. We prayed 10 days. They let her mind then wasn't no longer, she wasn't insane anymore, or that is violent, she's still insane. They said she'll always need institutional care. But if she could come home on furlough, you see, because she had no sunshine, no exercise, she's not going to live much longer, she doesn't change of environment. She come home for 2 weeks on furlough. So the first Saturday of May of 1943 in Farmersville, Texas, that old parsonage's sister brought her. I remember we began to pray. We went to the first thing we thought of. Sister Brown came with her. We thought of Sister Sylvia Patterson, my wife and I went and got her. We came back to that old pastor. We began to pray. And as we were praying, the Spirit of God said to me, go stand in front of him and say, come out, thine unclean devil. Now get this, in the name of Jesus. That name hasn't lost any power. That name hasn't lost any power. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My statement was, and I'm going to repeat it, they, those early Christians, those early disciples, made a discovery. The name of the man whom they had loved, the name of the man whom they had seen nailed to the cross naked, that name now has power equal to the power that he himself exercised when he was among them. And so the Spirit said, that supernatural voice, go stand in front of her and say, come out, thine unclean spirit, in the name of Jesus. And sometimes, quite humorously, I say, I did, he did, and it did. Glory to God. And she was delivered. 19 years later, we were in contact with her. Her mind was good. Hallelujah. Thank God for the supernatural. It's the supernatural power of God. Not only the Word of God, sure, yes, but the supernatural that has made this ministry what it is. Hallelujah. Under the ministry of Jesus, the sick were healed. The dead were raised. Demons were cast out. Then we see, blessed be God, in the Acts of the Apostles, the same thing happening as they breathed the name of Jesus. What a stream. A stream of supernatural love. Supernatural life. Supernatural hope. Supernatural joy. Showered from the ministry of those humble Galileans. In the Acts of the Apostles, those first 33 years of the early history, as seen in Acts, were sample years. They weren't something that happened, and that's the end of it. The era of the miraculous ceased. Theologians have said when the last apostle died, all of that ceased. Bible didn't say so. I said the Bible didn't say so. My brother, sister, the apostles did not exercise any power but what is available to the church of the Lord Jesus Christ today. And so those first 33 years of early history as seen in the Acts were sample years. Sample years of the Acts of the church until the return of her Lord and Master. Man, after all, is an offspring of God. God created man in his own image and after his own likeness. And God's a supernatural God. Hallelujah. So man's an offspring of the supernatural. The supernatural working. The miraculous desire is embedded deep in the consciousness of man. Christianity is based on a series of supernatural manifestations. Christianity began with the supernatural, and it's propagated by the supernatural. Every new birth is supernatural. Hallelujah. Now, I grant you, some don't seem to be as supernatural as others, but they are. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature, 2 Corinthians 5:17 said. This supernatural life coming into a man, I've seen it change criminals into worthwhile citizens. In fact, we've got 4 people out in full-time ministry throughout Leavenworth Penitentiary. We've got any number of folks who have graduated from Rhema who got a hold of our books and tapes in the penitentiary. Many of them were born again. Some of them filled with the Spirit under the ministry. Somebody else had already got them saved. They're out in full-time ministry today. I remember a young man wrote to me several years ago the year before we started Rhema, actually. He wrote to me and said to me, Brother Hagin, I'm just a young man, Huntsville Penitentiary in Texas. I'm getting out of the penitentiary. I'm getting out on parole in a few days. Now he said, you see, a Methodist minister had come and had Bible study there and got him saved. And that Methodist minister, the First United Methodist Church in Conroe, Texas, used my book, the Big Blue Book on Faith Study Course, as a series of lessons. And this young man wanted one, and so he gave him one. And he said, I've studied that faith book. And he said, this is my confession of faith. I'm getting out. Now, he said, when I say that to my fellow prisoners and to the guards, they laugh at me. You don't get out on parole when you come up the first time when you killed a policeman. You see, full of dope, he'd killed, murdered a policeman. He said, I say to him, yes, but that fella's gone. I'm a new man in Christ. I don't kill anybody. I'm not going to kill anybody. You know, he got out. He came to second year Rhema, praise God. Real anointing upon him. You put him up to preach, brother, you was conscious of that anointing, that call of God. I thought about that. Here's a youngster on dope. You see, killed a policeman, didn't even have knowledge that he did it. Didn't even know he did it, but all evidence said he did it, and he did it. But it changed him. Praise God, he's no longer a murderer. He's a divine son of God with the life of God in him. Graduated from Rhema. Now he's serving as assistant pastor down in Texas, one of the Assembly of God churches, and has for several years. And through the efforts of the pastor and us signing some things, the governor of Texas granted him a full pardon. Hallelujah. I've seen the very worst criminal of power of God come into him and change him from a criminal unto a worthwhile citizen.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, Craig Hagin, and Denise Hagin Burns by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. First, we're offering Pastor Kenneth Hagin's 3-CD set, Ages, Stages, and Generations. Next is Reverend Lynette Hagin's CD entitled, What Should We Be Focusing On? Next in our offer is Pastor Craig Hagin's book entitled, Don't Be Stupid. Also, Pastor Denise Hagin Burns' CD, Anchor Moments. All these items for the special price of only $35, a $9.95 savings. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
You know, Rhema Bible Training College, you can apply for the fall semester, of course, for the spring as well, but right now we're concentrating on fall. You can go to rbtc.org and find out all about it.
You get his pastoral ministry, biblical studies, student ministries, which is the youth and children, itinerant, that's the traveling ministers, mission, world missions, which is the missions, and then the ministry of helps, which is just helping in the church. Being a part and involved in the church, and then the new program, the music and media program.
Yes.
Those are all available. You can go to rbtc.org and find out. In fact, you can even enroll. I mean, fill out an application online if you want to. Or you can ask for material to be sent to you. Just whatever is necessary, that's what you need to do. We'd like to have you here. It is the best Bible college in the world.
That's right.
And we have 312 of them now, I think, in 59 nations it is, 58 nations, something like that. It's hard for me to keep up. It's growing so fast.
That's right.
But the main mother school is right here in Tulsa, Oklahoma, on the Rhema campus. So, hey, check us out. You might find out this is where you need to be. Well, we got to get out of here for today, and we want to thank you.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll-free, 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue his series, The Supernatural. That's tomorrow on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.